Notice that statement at the very beginning. All those that are his are to be baptized. God lays a claim upon those he created, those he has foreordained, he has predestined, he has chosen. He calls us to respond, and he commands us to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so the focus here is on all those that are his, that is, those who believe the gospel, but also those in believers' household. God deals not only with the believer, but he deals with families. And so the children of the household of a believer are also those who belong to him. He has claim on them. And so baptism applies both to believers and to their children. Notice also the focus of baptism is to point to something else, to signify to us the reality. The reality is not that the water does anything miraculously. That's one of the things that the original author opposed. If you notice that, your response, not that this is effected by the external water. That is contrary to the Roman Catholic Church's teaching. And again, we are in the historical context. Remember that this particular document was, not only was it signed, but it was thrown over the wall into the city so that the Roman Catholic authorities would have a copy of this. And what is being stated here is, you are wrong. The application of water doesn't automatically regenerate anybody. But then you'll say, well, Pastor, it says right there in the passage, regenerate, right at the very bottom of the first section. Regenerate us from children of wrath unto the children of God. Here, again, you have to look at the context. Notice what he says. It's the blood of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit that internally sprinkles the soul, cleanses it from sin. And it's the Holy Spirit who regenerates us from children of wrath to children of God. Transfers, translates, regenerates. And so, yes, baptism is something that is applied to the individual, even the believer, the one who makes a profession of faith. Baptism is applied. You don't sprinkle yourself. You don't baptize yourself. You are baptized by somebody else, pointing to the work that God does. And so this sign points to the word, the gospel, the work of God, the work of Christ. But isn't it interesting how he goes on to speak about the sprinkling of the precious blood of the Son of God, who is our Red Sea? I find that interesting. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, does he not refer to the baptism of Moses? That all of Israel was baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. That same sea destroyed Pharaoh's army. And God's people passed through that destruction, that judgment, those waters of judgment. And it actually became for them their salvation, their deliverance from the bondage of Pharaoh and of Egypt. Pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one who endured the judgment. And through him, we have freedom in Christ. Amen? Amen.